Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. I'm Terry James, joined by Paul Coppola. He is owner of Bat Migration Association and another BMA company, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
Best Money Artistry.
Oh, Best Money Artistry. Yeah. Well, let's just dig right into that because you look like you've been drywalling today.
Yeah, we've been tearing apart a room. One of the reasons that I'm introducing the BMA drywall is because we've been getting a lot of histoplasmosis remediations this year. And what happens is when the bats are roosting and nesting inside the walls, if you don't take care of it for a while, they've been there for quite a while, they start to deteriorate that drywall. You'll start noticing stains, and this one house we're working on, they've completely, the drywall is caving in. They'll bury into the walls and they'll build their nest. The females will go in there to build their nest, so you'll have them build a nest. And when they're in the walls, they're basically going to the bathroom. After a period of time, all that urine and feces, it's gonna start creating a smell, but then you start to get the deterioration of the wood and the drywall. We've been getting a lot of business where we've been incorporating the drywall into the jobs when we do the histoplasmosis remediations, because these rooms have to be gutted, treated, cleaned out, and then we still can come in and finish it with the drywall.
And Paul's number, by the way, just in case you're interested while we're talking, is 309-889-BATS, 2287 are the numbers for that. Some of these initial things you told me still stick in my head, such as you can be bitten by a bat and not even know it.
Oh, yeah. Their teeth are so minute. I mean, you're talking about an eighth of an inch long, and they're like little tiny insulin needles. They're so tiny. So you can be sleeping and have the bat land on you, and you go to get up, it's disturbing the bat is frightened, it attacks, bites you, you barely even know you're bit. You'd probably be more flustered thinking the bat was just on you. You know, you wouldn't be thinking about the fact that it could have bit you at the same time. Getting bit by a bat isn't the biggest problem. It's if they're afraid and they start hissing, the spit, because rabies is transferred through saliva. So if it's anywhere near your face and that bat's afraid, or say you try to swat it and it starts to hiss and spit, which they do when they're afraid, it can get in your tear ducts, an open cut or whatever, and that's how rabies can get transferred as
well.
You're
kind of freaking me out, Paul. Yeah, I just want to get the bats gone.
Right. Get them out.
You have to be very careful. One thing you pointed out to me that I didn't know is that the bats are a protected species.
Yeah. Yep, they're protected under the Endangered Species Act. They're federally protected, and you can't kill, contain, or capture a bat. So the only way, if you get a bat in your house, we can catch and release if it's in your living environment, but we can't do anything with it other than take it outside and let it go.
And again, keep an eye on those soffits, because that's where the first signs could be there's a bat in your house.
Yeah, and what you'll see along the soffits is the sebaceous oil. When they come and go from their access point, they're rubbing their bodies against it, and a bat produces an oil from a gland called the sebaceous gland, which gives its name, sebaceous oil. What happens is this oil is secreted on their skin, and when they're in their living environment, there's a lot of debris and dirt and things like that. So it makes it look like tar. When they leave the smudge mark over a period of time, it almost looks like there's tar up there. So that's one way to be able to tell if a bat's coming and going from a spot. Another way to tell is if you're finding their guano anywhere near that spot. Sometimes you'll see it. You'll see a soffit area, and along the wall, you'll see where the guano is kind of collected as it drips or falls, I should say. It'll collect on the side of the house or on a windowsill or something like that.
Well, in the time we have left, Paul, step one is get your house inspected. Mm-hmm. If you suspect anything at all, or you do have an older home, an attic, it might be a good idea to have it looked at anyway. 309-889-BATS, that's 2287, and can help if there's anything that the bats have broken down in the walls.
Right. Ceilings, we get ceilings a lot too. bats will, you know, they're going to be roosting up in an attic area. So anything that has to do with drywall, we do drywall repair. We do remodeling, smaller projects. Yeah, any of the repairs, any if we have to remodel a room. And the reason that we call it best mudding artistry is because we do a lot of texturing and painting as well. We have different looks, like we can make a wall look like a stone wall.
The number is 309-889-BATS. 309-889-2288. My friend Paul Coppola, 309-889-BATS-2287 is what that spells out for. Thank you so much, Paul Coppola, Bat Migration Association.
Thank you, Terry.
And this has been the Business Spotlight.